And good evening. This is Yitzhak Milman from Chutzal Chesed, the show on Shalom Bias that we've been meeting every week at this time on Radio Free Nachlaot with Rav Kasuto. Good evening, Rav.
Good evening.
Our theme has been Shalom Bias, based on the book Gan HaShalom, Rev Shalom Arush's award-winning and best-selling book. I don't know if it's a follow-up to Gan Ba'Emuna. There might have been a couple books in between, but this is a big seller, and for good reason. Peace in the home, Shalom Bias, is critical to people's homes, to every man's home with his wife, that he should live in peace with his wife. And this is not an easy task. We've talked about this in previous shows. We don't really get a learner's manual. We see somebody, we like them, we want to get married, we do get married, and we're off, and all of a sudden crises happen and conflicts, and we do not know how to resolve them. And much of the reason we do not know how to resolve them is because, as I said, we have no learning manual to do this. And Rav Shalom brings these teachings, and his faithful student, Rav Kasuto, teaches us in this class at Chutzal Chesed at 13 Shmuel Hanavi, a couple stops right out of downtown. We welcome you. We have a wonderful English language class with about 30 or 40 individuals for a couple of our classes, and it's a wonderful place, and I have met many, many friends, including appreciating this wonderful person, Rav Kasuto. Now we're going to talk to you this evening about Gan B'Shalom, peace in the home. So to start out with, let's kind of review, Rav Kasuto. What do we look for in Shalom Bias? What are we hoping for? What are we praying for here?
So, Bezrat Hashem, the Gemara Kedosha is saying that if the person, he purified himself to the level of Kedusha, that he gonna have Shalom Bayit, so it says on him, Zacha, Shechina Benehem. The Shechina gonna be between them. The Shechina gonna live in their house, gonna stay in their house between them. Lo zacha, but if he didn't fix his actions, purified himself enough, so esh ochaltam, the fire is burning them. So, mechila. So, actually, the thing that we should achieve is that the Shechina Kedosha is going to be in our houses. And how actually we're going to feel that the Shechina is in our house? We're going to feel happiness. We're not going to have no sicknesses, no sorrow, no parnasa problems. Every lack of light that you have in your house, it's because that Hashem is not illuminating that place. And now Hashem is illuminating this world with the Shechina Kedosha. The Shechina, it's the part of Hashem Yitbarach that is in the world. And with the part of that Shechina Kedosha, he should and he can illuminate all of our houses. But when the person is not listening to the voice of Hashem, when the person is not fixing himself to be a vessel that is ready to receive the Kedusha, to contain the light of Hashem Yitbarach, so the light of Hashem Yitbarach cannot be in that house. It's written that liars cannot see the face of the Shechina Kedosha. People that are not people of truth, liars, and other, I don't know in English how to say those words, chanefim, chanfanim, it's people that cannot receive the Shechina Kedosha. There is arrogant people cannot receive the face of the Shechina Kedosha. So there is few groups that cannot receive the Shechina Kedosha. So people that are chas v'shalom part of that group, the Shechina cannot be in their houses. And we should understand something very important. Rav Shalom once said, if you know about a house that it have Shalom Bayit, you should go to that house and write a note and put your request in that house. And you don't need to go all the way to the Kotel HaMaravi. Why? Because what we have in the Kotel HaMaravi, Shechina never moved from the Kotel HaMaravi. So actually we're going to the Kotel not because of the Kotel, not because of the wall, because of the Shechina. that is hovering above the surface, the way, the wall, the area of the Kotel HaMaravi. So actually for the Shechina we're going, when you're talking to the Shechina Kedosha, you know that you're going to be answered. So when you have Shalom Bayit, when you really honor your wife in all of the ways that we can talk about how we should honor our wives, then the Shechina is going to be in your house and all of your prayers are going to be answered. If a person really is working on his Shalom Bayit and he's honoring his wife and he's supporting his wife, so now after, when he needs to daven on something that it looks like it doesn't have no connection to Shalom Bayit, he needs to daven on Parnassah, he needs to daven on a test that he needs to pass or something like that. If the Shechina Kedosha is in his house, so he's going to be answered a lot more. So this is something that we should observe and to see how important it is. If you have Shalom Bayit, you're going to have all of the rest of the things that you need also. Because every request that you're going to ask from Hashem Yitbarach, you're going to be answered. Harav Shalom said, for educated kids, Shalom Bayit, this is the example. The kids are very wise. The kids, they want to live a happy life. This is their nature. Kids, they want to be happy. Like we're saying, Yeladim ze simcha. Kids, it's happiness. So the kids, if they see that this house, it's a religious house, they don't care about it. They want to see a happy house. If they're going to see a happy house, they want to establish a house that's going to be exactly like that. But if the house, you can tell them how many times that you want, that house, it's good, this is the best shita to go, this is the best way of living life. They don't want that. They want to be happy. They're simple and wise. They want to be happy. So if they're going to see that actually happiness is something you can find in your house, so you're going to go with it also. So to educate your kids, you have to have Shalom Bayit, you have to have happiness in the house, you have to have dancing and music and singing in Shabbos and in the holidays, and that the kids going to love it, that the kids going to appreciate it, that they're going to want to go with your path, by your education, what you taught them. So we can see that actually, by Shalom Bayit, we can achieve everything. This is what we said, I think, in the first shiur that we gave in that wonderful radio free of Nachlaot, that we said that Rav Shalom explained that the book Begana Shalom, it's not a book of Shalom Bayit. It's a book of Avodat Hashem. It's a book of how to serve Hashem Yitbarach. It cannot be that a person is satisfying Hashem and his wife, she's not satisfied. There is no way, no chance in the world, and nothing going to change that. It's a rule in the creation. The wife, she's going to show you what Hashem thinks about you. If now Hashem Yitbarach is Chas Shalom angry on the person, the person going to meet that reality with his wife. His wife going to rebuke him, going to hate him, going to be angry at him. Hashem is telling you those things. And you need to understand and you need to realize that Borei Olam is talking to you through your relationship of Shalom Bayit. So actually by Shalom Bayit, we're achieving everything. We can serve Hashem Yitbarach. We know that the Gemara Kedosha is saying to us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu lo letohu bera'ah, lashevet yetzara. And Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't create the world that everyone gonna do whatever they like. Borei Olam, he created the world that people gonna build houses and people gonna have families and Shalom Bayit and gonna celebrate the holidays and every house with his normal life. This is what Borei Olam is expecting from us. This is what Borei Olam wants from us. Borei Olam doesn't want everyone to be a huge tzaddik, everyone going to be, Moshe Rabbeinu, or a chidush in his career, or something like that. Borei Olam doesn't want that. Borei Olam wants families. Borei Olam wants support. Borei Olam wants love. Borei Olam wants compassion. Borei Olam wants good things. Borei Olam wants people to live a good life. The kids, they need father and mother. This is what Borei Olam wants for the kids. A wife, she needs a husband and kids. This is what Kadosh Baruch Hu wants for the wife. The husband, he needs a wife and he needs kids. This is what Borei Olam wants. If now you feel that you're an individual, you need to do other things, all right. we're going to wait for you until you're going to come back from your trip. You're going to come back. It's going to take you a few more years, and we're waiting, Baruch Hashem.
From a practical standpoint, we talk about Shalom Bias, and in his wonderful book, Rav Shalom talks about making no comments and no criticisms to the wife. And this is a fairly new concept, I would imagine, for many marriages, many husbands who feel it's incumbent upon them to make comments and criticisms. In the book, one first few pages, Rav Shalom says no comments and criticism. By the way, I should add this book, Gan Shalom, is available here at Chut Shel Chesed, and you can pick it up at a very, very good price. And believe me, it's a wonderful, wonderful manual for what we're talking about here. But Rav Kasudo, talk to me about comments and criticisms and how this, more often than not, is a mirror. The wife is a mirror for a man in the home.
We know in the Torah Kedosha that Borei Olam, when he created Adam HaRishon, he created him from the earth. And when he created Eve, Chava Imenu, he created her from the rib, from the bone of Adam HaRishon. She didn't came from earth, she came from a bone. And now we can see the nature in that thing, the nature of us, the man and the women, from that creation. The man, he's got the nature of the earth. And we know the earth, even if you're going to carve something on the surface of the earth, and now if you're going to try to erase it with your fingers, with sand or the earth, it's going to be erased. It's not going to leave a mark. But on a bone, if you're scratching it, if you're carving it, you can never fix it. It's going to stay there. It's carved on the bone. So this is actually the difference between men and women on that very strong subject, important subject of rebuking and saying bad comments. That when you're saying a bad comment to the husband, his nature, I'm not saying that every husband is holding that nature, maybe Chas Shalom we fell to a situation that we don't have those good midot also, but it's more naturally that the husband, the man, gonna forgive. But the wife, for her, she gonna remember that. And even if she is understand that she does understand that she needs to forgive and it's the right thing to forgive and she don't want to remember, when Chas V'Shalom something bad gonna happen again, she gonna remember it all. It's all gonna pump out. And this is why all of the mitzvot of the Torah Kedosha, when the Torah Kedosha is commanding us to honor our fathers and to honor our rabbis and to honor our wives, it's because those types, those people, are in their nature have to receive honor. Your father, you're not allowed to tell him nothing. Why? Because he cannot accept nothing from you. He doesn't have that place in his soul. You can find a father that he's got a wonderful midot that he can, but he is an individual, he is unique in that thing. Generally, parents cannot receive rebukes from their sons. So also like that, the wife, why Borei Olam commanded us and told us that we not allow to rebuke our wives? Because our wives cannot receive that rebuke. It's not in their nature to forgive and to forget so fast. So we need just to be sensitive to their nature and to know that it's their weakness. They feel bad. They become sad because of that. We don't want to cause for them that Chas Shalom bad feeling that they're gonna feel bad with themselves. You, if someone gonna rebuke you, Chas Shalom, so okay, you can accept it as a chinuch, as something good that happened, something that gonna educate you. You're gonna learn from that. But for the wife, that she's very sensitive, that she's very gentle, for her to receive those rebukes, Chas V'Shalom, it's very hard. And husbands that are rebuking daily their wives, mamash, it's cruelty. It's mamash achzariyut. You can see women that are going with their head down and they're so frustrated, they don't have life. Ask them what, they're going to tell you a million reasons. Harav Shalom is writing that in the book. A million reasons they're going to say, he's not helping me, he's not doing this, he's not doing that. A lot of reasons they're going to say. But actually, if that husband going to just sit and talk to the wife enough, and going to give her the patience, that she, the tzumet lev that she needs, and he will not rebuke her and not going to show her her lackings all of the time, she's going to be a very, very happy wife, and she will not have all of those problems that she just said.
Speak to the issue of the mirror that Rav Shalom talks about, that oftentimes, or most times, our wives mirror ourselves. So if we become agitated or if we see an area of weakness in them, oftentimes this is us looking at a mirror. This is in us.
This is something that we should learn it about all of our lives, that we don't have no will to look at the lackings of other people. We should always observe what can we fix in what is my tikkun, what should I do to fix myself. So if you see a lacking in a certain person, what is going to help for you or for that person? If you're going to blame him, if you're going to rebuke him, it's not going to help him at all. It's not going to help you. So you should think, what Hashem is telling me from that situation? What Hashem is telling me? And now if you're going to look inside into that lacking that you saw, and you're going to attach it to yourself, you're going to put it on yourself, you're going to check what Bura Olam you want to tell me. I have that lacking. Like we saw about Avraham Avinu, that Bura Olam, he told him, Lama tzachaka Sarah? Why did Sarah left? It's not that now he was supposed to go and to rebuke her. Bura Olam told Avraham Avinu on his lack of faith, but it was shown at Sarah, because Avraham and Sarah, the man and the wife, they're one soul, they're one neshama. So a person like that, that actually is taking those rebukes to himself and is doing tshuva, actually by that he's going to fix the thing that is lacking. And actually when he's going to look at his wife in the next time, if he really done tshuva, he will not find that lacking anymore. Harav is giving an example for that, like a person that is looking in the mirror and he sees something filthy on his stain or something like that on his shirt. So he will not try to fix the mirror. He will not going to try to clean the mirror. It's a very crazy person to try to clean the mirror. You're going to go and you're going to wash your shirt. So it's exactly like that. You see a lacking on another person, you should go and to fix yourself. You should try to fix yourself, to look what you should do to fix yourself. If you're going to try to fix that person, it's like that crazy person that is going to wash the mirror when he sees stains on his shirt.
This is good. After Shabbos last week, I was upset with my wife, and I accused her of rushing to judgment and becoming aroused in her anger towards me. And she looked at me and said, "This is you. This is inside of you. You're just seeing something that's inside of you, and you're accusing me." And I walked away. I said, "Well, that is a good rebuking wife, because she correctly assessed the situation, and I felt a great sense of shame and embarrassment and other things that triggered a little clarity of my own thought. I needed to walk away for a minute, but through your teachings and through Rav Shalom's teachings, I realized that this was really on me, and that I had no cause to check her in her behavior."
It's true. This is what we're doing daily, Baruch Hashem. This is what we're doing daily. We're trying to learn what Hashem Yitbarach is telling us through people and through situations in life. Only what Hashem Yitbarach is hinting us, and what Hashem Yitbarach is really his will to teach us. Bura Olam is talking to us. All of the time he is talking to us. He's teaching us the lesson. He's teaching us what we need to fix ourselves, to be ready for Judgment Day, for receiving all of the gain in the world to come.
We have in our class some wonderful future tzaddikim and people who have become good friends of mine, and that's one of the blessings of this entire yeshiva. And I encourage many people who are listening, many of you guys, this is a great place to be. Come for an hour, come for a couple of hours, a couple of classes, two stops out of downtown. the Shivtei Yisrael stop on the train. It's a wonderful place to be, and I can attest to that fact many, many times. And in our in Yeshiva studio, we have people listening to this show, and I'm going to turn this this over to a questioner from one of our classmates. And this is Yochanan. How are you, Yochanan?
Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem, doing great, thank you.
You have a question for Rav Kasuto this evening?
Shalom, Rav, how are you?
Baruch Hashem, thank you. Good to see you,
Yochanan. Good to see you, Rabbi. I have a question. So I'm fortunate to have a wife who is a wonderful helpmate. And my question is how much do I involve her in my issues or things that I'm struggling with? What do I talk with her about? What should I not necessarily talk with her about?
It's a very good and important question, because we can see a lot of times that we are trying to talk to our wives about things that are important to us, and it's just causing sorrow, chas shalom, for them. Telling her about the bank account and I don't know what, and they can go into such a horrible stress because of that. And you felt that you can deal with it. You just need a little bit of support and you're going to manage. But now for her, all life collapsed and who knows what's going to be. And now you need to work on two problems. You need to satisfy your wife and to worry about the bank account. And actually we know that also all of the parnasa, all of our success about money matters, it all depends on the happiness of the wife. So now telling her about the problems just going to make the problems bigger, chas v'shalom. So what are we going to do now? So on that, Rabbi Nachman Breslev said that it's not good to say bad news, ever. Don't say bad news. Even if you know that something, mamash, very important, but bad, don't worry, everyone going to know. You don't need to be the messenger for that. So if you have something that you know that for sure going to make her feel bad, you know your wife already. And if not, life going to teach you with a very small period of time that you're going to learn that lesson. There is things that when you're talking to your wife, she is falling to sadness because of those things. So you need to be sensitive to know what to talk about and what not to talk about it. And it's something that it's really, really very individual. In every house it's totally different, but everyone should know. One knows that his wife is getting angry when she hears about a certain subject, and another one, his wife, she cannot hear about politic things, and one, she cannot hear about she doesn't care about your mother, about your father. When she hears, every wife with her yetzer hara, with her situation, so why you should talk to her about it? Why to wake up that sorrow or that anger that is inside sleeping, the bear that is sleeping? Let him sleep, and everything is okay. And if you feel that you need to talk about something, and you know that if you're going to talk about it to your wife, she's going to be frustrated because of that, she's going to feel bad with herself, but you still don't know what to do. So this is why we got the biggest advice of them all, Hitbodedut, to talk to Hashem, Itbarach, like you're talking with your best friend about everything. Hashem is not offended from nothing, he's not getting angry from nothing, not frustrated from nothing, not sad from nothing. Just go with that to the field and tell Hashem, Itbarach, listen, Bara Olam, I need to talk about something, I have a problem, I need help, I need support. With my wife I cannot talk about it, she's going to feel bad about it. I'm not trying, chas shalom, to separate myself from my wife that I cannot talk to her. But I know that it's going to cause troubles. It's going to make her feel bad with herself. Please, Bara Olam, give me the right advice. Give me the strength to deal with it alone, myself. For sure, everyone that is talking to Hashem Yitbarach, he's going to find the right answers. He's going to find the right advice after it, how to manage his life, how to be the good man, the mercy leader in his house, to support his wife and kids. It's when a person is getting to be a husband, to be the man in the house, he needs to realize what it means to be a leader. A leader, it means someone that is merciful. It's not someone that is vicious and cruel to his followers. So if you are a leader and Bara Olam gave you that privilege of being a father, you have to be father of mercy, father of patience, father of love, and to support your family and to understand they have lackings. There is things that's hard for them to deal with. So you're giving them things according to their vessels, to their powers. Bezrat Hashem, all of Am Yisrael going to have wonderful Shalom Bayit, huge success, spiritual and
material
success in all of the houses. Wonderful bracha v'atzlacha.
Very good. Good answer for you, Yochanan. All right. These are things that do not happen overnight, listeners. I must tell you, we'll talk about this on another show, but many of these wonderful teachings that we get, you know, you leave here and you say, oh, this is what I'm going to do today. I'm going to change my whole way of being in my house. This is a question that we get frequently, and we'll take this up perhaps in next week's show. In the meantime, this is Yitzhak Milman with Reb Dror Kasuto from Chut Shel Chesed here on 13 Shmuel Hanavi here in Jerusalem. Please come join us anytime. If you want to write us a question, an email, which we get, you can do so at amunachannel@gmail.com. That's Amuna, E-M-U-N-A-H, channel, C-H-A-N-N-E-L, @gmail.com. We welcome all questions, and we welcome you here. Thank you so much, Rav, and we'll see you next week.